quite important words there. Let go of everything. Years and years from King on BBC Radio Northampton. It's 11:15 on this Friday morning. This is something very important that we need to talk about and try to get a better understanding of, really. Grief is something that affects us all at some point in our life. And recent research shows how long some adults think how long it should last and how many people actually seek professional help. And if I'm honest, the statistics are actually quite scary and worrying. Joining us this morning is specialist grief counsellor Claire Williams, and I'm pleased to say she joins us to talk a bit more about this. Claire, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Well, first of all, is there ever really a time limit on something like grief?
Absolutely not. Interestingly, as you say, the statistics show that we carried out a survey at Therapy Finders, which actually found that 30% of UK adults believe that grief should last no longer than 1 to 6 months. Grief is a very personal experience that no two people will ever experience in the same way. So therefore, it's impossible to say, you know, well, put a time limit on it and say, well, you should be over it by now. There isn't any should when it comes to grief. I worked with a lady once who lost her twin sister, and the emotion that she expected to feel was obviously sadness. But what she actually felt was anger. And it really took her by surprise. And we had to do a lot of work to understand why that was. And obviously that took a lot longer than 6 months.
Is it as well when it comes to grief? It's just something that if you've lost someone, you feel, because there's something's never going to be the same again. You feel that something's changed forever, and that's why it affects you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I think that's people do feel that's the case, that, you know, that it is impossible to ever feel better. But, you know, it may be that grief does stay with you for the rest of your life in some way, and that you never experience life in exactly the same way. That's not to say that you can't enjoy life, but grief can have such a profound effect on people that it can change people's lives. And you do have to find a way to cope with it and manage it. And you know, sometimes expect that, yes, life might not be exactly the same as it was before you experienced it.
I think as well, we're so used to thinking grief just sort of means, unfortunately, the sad loss of someone, maybe from their passing. But can we feel grief in other ways other than death, maybe through the loss of a relationship or loss of a partner?
Absolutely. Yes. As you say, you know, the most common one that we all associate with grief is the loss of a loved one. But grief can come when we experience any type of loss. So a loss of the end of a friendship, or a loss of a job that we loved, you know, when a pet dies, or even when we feel that we've lost our identity in some way. These are all times when we can experience grief through loss.
And I suppose everybody goes through things at their own pace and at their own speed. There should never be no time limit. And why is it so important not to think to yourself, I should be over this now, because it's just going to make things worse and make you feel like you're failing, I guess, at the same time, failing that you can't get over it.
Absolutely, yes. It's really important that you don't expect yourself to get over it, as that phrase goes. Within any kind of time limit. And like you say, if you do put a time limit on it and you find that you are still having these feelings when you've got this, you know, 6 months, 12 months, whatever the time limit you've put on it, if you then feel that you are still struggling with your grief or still feeling the emotions of grief, like you say, you can feel like you failed, and you absolutely haven't. You know, it's very important that you allow yourself the time that you need to grieve, because we don't even know what to expect when we grieve. So it's impossible to know how we're going to feel. So it's really important to not put those time constraints on yourself and just to accept that, okay, this is how I feel in this moment. It may pass, but there is absolutely no time limit on how long it should take for it to pass.
Well, Claire, seeing as you're a specialist grief counsellor, what do you know? Do you have any idea what makes it so difficult for people to want to speak to a professional like yourself?
I think a lot of it is to do with societal constraints on, you know, expressing emotion a lot of the time, or people feel that it's not important enough to talk about, or they just need to cope with it by themselves. I think it's really hard for people to reach out sometimes and talk about how they're feeling, because we don't live in a society where it's always okay to do that. Interestingly enough, one of the statistics that we discovered was that 42% of men said that the grieving period should last for no longer than 6 months. And I think that's really... it really speaks volumes for the way that we expect men to just kind of knuckle down and get on with it and not show emotion. And I think that this could be a reason why we are seeing so few people actually reaching out and getting the help that they need, because it's just not considered the done thing. But it really does help if you can just start to express how you're feeling and talk to somebody about how you're feeling and just get those emotions out and try and understand, because a lot of the time with grief, the emotions that we expect to feel aren't the ones that we do actually feel. And this can be very surprising and overwhelming at times. So it is really important to try and, first of all, try and understand what you're feeling, and then also try and express it and just reach out.
I think that's sometimes one of the hardest parts as well, understanding how you actually feel. Is it normal to not actually know how you feel as well about something? You can't really work out what it is. Sometimes you may just feel something's missing or something's just not right.
Absolutely. One of the things that comes to me a lot in the sessions, one of the emotions that people bring to me, or lack of emotion, is this feeling of numbness, and they don't know what I'm supposed to feel this way. I'm supposed to feel sad, I'm supposed to feel depressed or whatever, but when they feel nothing, that is also very unnerving. And it's like, why don't I feel anything? I love this person, or I loved that job, or, why do I feel nothing? And I think that is a very common thing to feel. And normally, in a lot of cases, the numbness is a protection, because the body is saying, no, it's too difficult. I don't want to feel these raw emotions that are underneath the numbness. And so numbness is often a barrier or a defense, or the body protecting itself, or the body protecting the mind, because it's too scared to really experience the feelings that are underneath. So numbness is definitely something that comes a lot with grief.
So interesting that you say that, actually, about the numbness, because I think that may have landed with a lot of people saying that they've realized that's how they're feeling, because it's so easy to shut yourself off from things. And do you find individuals who are dealing with it, they deal with it in their own ways without knowing how to deal with it? So it may be that some people push it to one side, some people reflect, some people try and find peace with things, or some people do what they can to make themselves forget about it and feel happy and take their mind off things. I think it's just all in unique as to how we are as a person and how we deal with things, but because there's no right or wrong way, because everybody's so different. Do you find that people just have their own unique way of dealing with things and working it out themselves?
Yes, I mean, when I work with people, people have come to me for help on how to process the grief, but people, other ways that you can that people do try to process it by themselves or cope with it by themselves. There's a variety of ways. Journaling is often a very effective way of experience or understanding emotions that have built up that you can't understand. When we're experiencing grief, if we're not really sure what it is we're feeling, the emotions get built up inside us. And I often say, if you write it down, it gets those feelings out. And it doesn't have to be long sentences, really descriptive words. It just has to be, just get out whatever it is that's going on inside you, get it out on a piece of paper. And that can often help you organize your thoughts, process what you're feeling and thinking. And that's often really effective way that I've found that quite a few people have done when experiencing grief. And the other one is just, don't be afraid to cry. We often look at crying as a sign of weakness, but actually it's really cathartic. And when you're grieving, when the emotions get too much and you're grieving and you just cry or scream, even if you want to, just getting those emotions out and getting that release out doesn't mean that they build up inside you and they become overwhelming. So just try and find what works for you. Going for a walk often is a nice way to try and reflect and on what you're feeling. So yeah, many people have different ways of coping, and whatever works for you, like you say, everyone's very different, and what works for one won't necessarily work for another. So finding that thing that works for you is important. Yeah.
Thanks for explaining those to us, Claire. You mentioned journaling, crying. Are there any other exercises that are useful to know that someone should, if they knew about it, may help them?
Yes, I would say, you know, when we're talking about obviously grief with the loss of a loved one primarily, but as I said earlier, you know, there's many other forms of grief with loss. So if you're experiencing grief through loss of a job, for example, try and reflect on, you know, the good aspects of yourself, you know, not why you lost the job or why the job is no longer there for you, but all the positive attributes that you have and the things that you do well. To try and help you focus and see a path through whatever it is you're experiencing in that moment. And also, you know, try and remember the happy memories. You know, there's no shame in remembering someone with happiness and even laughter, and it can often help to move you along in the grief, in your grief cycle.
And actually, Claire, just on that, it's something that I don't know if this may be something useful to know, but say as a third party, knowing as someone we know who sadly lost someone or is struggling, is there something things that we should be aware of as the third party to someone who we know is going through a tough time?
Yes, I think this is really important. I think if someone isn't coping with grief, the signs to look out for are things like not being able to do day-to-day things, just simple things such as leaving the house or getting out of bed, having a shower even, or, you know, if you've noticed that someone's starting to cut themselves off from their friends or family, I think these are all signs that someone isn't coping, or if they are just not being able to focus on anything other than the grief. I think these are all sure signs that someone isn't coping with the grief that they're experiencing.
And just on that, Claire, we had a text in from someone explaining what they've been going through. And so thanks so much for all the useful information you've been given out. Would you mind telling us a bit more about where people can go for therapy finders?
Oh, sure. Yes, no problem. So if you're looking for specific grief-related information, then we have a site called therapyforgriefandloss.co.uk. But if it's more general questions or want general information about any other issues, because obviously Therapy Finders doesn't just deal with grief, you can go to our website, which is therapyfinders.co.uk, and there's lots of other information on there about different things that you're experiencing. But yes, for actual specific grief, it would be therapyforgriefandloss.co.uk.
Thank you for that. There really is no time limit on these things in life, especially grief. And it's important to know that there's people and support out there for us all. Helping explain more of this for us this morning has been grief specialist counsellor Claire Williams. Claire, thanks so much for your time. It's been really nice speaking to you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.